You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Be impatient for action, but patient for outcomes. Maureen Bisognano. It's become cliche in a lot of coach speak these days to refer to the process. Leaders are always encouraging their teams to trust the process. It's a call to be patient as the outcomes we desire will come with time. However, patience doesn't mean inaction, and it doesn't mean that you should just continue to repeat the same actions over and over again until the outcome improves. Instead, you must work day in and day out to improve the actions you are currently taking and to work smarter each day. If we don't improve the systems in our culture, in our lives, then we can't improve as people. Only when we focus on improving the systems that drive each action we take will we improve those actions and finally improve our outcomes. Coaches, if you want to improve those actions, those systems, you need practical tools to build your culture. I have a few PDFs that I think you'd really want to get your hands on if you haven't already. The Culture and Leadership Guide PDF, the 5 Ways Any Leader Can Improve Their Culture PDF, the Culture Transformation Kit PDF. Those 3 resources are available to anyone that subscribes to the Thrive On Challenge newsletter. There's a link in the details of this episode that you can use there, or you can just head on over to thriveonchallenge.com and subscribe to the weekly newsletter to get those 3 resources, those 3 tools that are going to help you to improve your systems and improve your actions.